Black Noise Entertainment.
What's good?
DJ Jason Notch in the mix.
Black Panther has been the protector of Wakanda for generations. A mantle passed from warrior to warrior. Now, because your friend murdered my father, I also wear the mantle of king. So I ask you, as both warrior and king, how long do you think you can keep your friend safe from me?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
What up?
This is Jason Notcher in the mix. And yo, I just want to say, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, we lost a giant in the movie industry, man. Chadwick Boseman, man. I know it's a lot of people right now is hurting right now because, I mean, this man, not only did he play a lot of iconic icons such as Jackie Robinson, James Brown, Thurgood Marshall. This man also played a black superhero king for us to not only to look up to, but just to like. If you saw, of course everyone saw Black Panther, so I'm not even going to say the impact or even mention how the impact of what it did for our culture, for our black people. But going forward, man, like when I saw that news bulletin come up on my phone, bro, I dropped my phone. It was just like, bruh, 2020 can't be this messed up. In the beginning of 2020, we lost a basketball hero, Kobe Bryant, Black Mamba. You mean to tell me that freaking 8 months later, or either how many months later it was when he passed, we would lose our T'Challa? What type of mess is this? So, I mean, for real, this show, I like to dedicate this show to, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Chadwick Boseman. My heart and my prayers and my condolences are to his family, to his friends. Because, I mean, he not only did he have an impact in the movie industry on the roles he played, but he also was for the culture. He was helping people with a lot of things that they was going through. He was visiting cancer patients, and unknowing to them, he was already in a secret battle himself. But I mean, for real, I don't blame him, or I understand why he would keep that a secret, because I mean, in this time and age, I mean, you mention one thing and it gets blown out of proportion, and that can be a fight itself, because I mean, the type of society we live in, which is now kind of crazy. I mean, now people are doing this whole cancel culture thing where they just canceling things. And I like to address that too before we go any further. Stop canceling things that are meaningless. Cancel things that are meaningful. People canceling Mari Hardrick for what he said about Chadwick. I understand, like, from what y'all are saying, people are saying, like, how he said it. But for real, I don't think he meant it in that light. Because, I mean, for real, Amari seemed like an okay dude. So for him for y'all to say he, nah, man, he sounded like he trying to say that he next for the crown, he next for this. Stop it. Stop it. Just stop it right there. Please. Like, come on now. Like, for real, I don't think he was even trying to go down that light. Because, I mean, I don't think anybody can go where Chadwick was as far as when it comes to the movie scene. I mean, for real, I mean, the movies he played was like iconic in a sense of like he really brought out the people he played had played like 42. You ain't see Chadwick. You saw Jackie Robinson, James Brown. I ain't even see Chadwick. I saw James Brown. And of course in Thurgood Marshall, another one. He takes his role seriously. And then but the role when he became King T'Challa, I'm telling y'all, I mean, I know y'all was like in the same light as me. Like some may have been in tears just to see a black man be portrayed as not just a superhero, but also a king for our culture, or the king that also was like big on his brawn, but yet his intellect. Like he was really like for those who read the Black Panther comic books, yo, T'Challa was like one of these smarter than Reed Richards, Iron Man, all that. So I just like to dedicate this show, man, to Chadwick. And you know, we're gonna take some callers in. I mean, I wanna know how y'all feeling out there with the passing of a Titan like him. I just wanna know how y'all dealing with it, because it's like going towards where we had black superheroes, because we rarely had black superheroes before Black Panther. I mean, yeah, we had Blade back in the day, but he was you know what I'm saying? But back then when Marvel was not really as hot as it is now, Blade wasn't really, I mean, Blade was somewhat like, not horror, like a sci-fi horror flick when you think about it, back in the 90s. I mean, that's how it was portrayed. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Wesley for doing that role, but the impact wasn't as big as how Chadwick brought on Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had, you know what I'm saying, a hero that, you know what I'm saying, was king of a culture, king of a city of which was the most advanced city that I wish was real. Like, no cap. But for real, today the mix I did today was in dedication to Chadwick. You know what I'm saying? I want all of us to really, really understand that even if you going through, like, this man fought through I was doing a lot of research on it. Like this man did a whole lot of movies throughout the time of him even finding out that he was terminally ill. He still fought through. I mean, for real, that's a warrior. Now, he was a warrior to the end. Like you can't deny that man was not a warrior. Because I mean, for real, any person that's going to be going through so much like that, but yet presents himself with so much class, so much depth, so much strength, but yet going through so much internally, but yet not showing weakness, that's a giant in my book, a warrior in my book, for real. So for real, like, so we're going to get into the mix. We're going to take some calls. I want to hear how y'all feeling out there. I want to know, what's your favorite Chadwick Boseman flick and why? What did, you know what I'm saying, like, when he brought to the cult, how do you feel right now? Like, how do you think, and another thing, how do you feel about with the Black Panther movie now? Because people talking about he should be replaced. Hell no. He just not should be replaced. Shuri needs to be the next to take the mantle. But we're going to get into that. And then we're going to drop this mix.
Black Noise Entertainment.
Was
DJ Jason Notch in the mix.
Black Panther has been the protector of Wakanda for generations. A mantle passed from warrior to warrior. Now, because your friend murdered my father, I also wear the mantle of king. So I ask you, as both warrior and king, how long do you think you can keep your friend safe from me?
You, I fight myself. I fight God to tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes. Today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears flood on my doorstep. Life to live in hell. Puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building. Government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero. Look in the mirror. There go your hero. Who on the front lines? The ground zero.
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption. The souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again. Rapture's coming.
lies. I was addicted to the dark side. Somewhere inside my childhood when this my heart died. And even though we both came from the same places, the money and the fame made us all change places. How could it be through the misery that came to pass? The hard times make a true friend afraid to ask. A currency, but you can run to me when you need. And I never leave, honestly. Someone to believe in, as you can see. It's a small thing to a truth. What could I do? Real homie help you get through. And come anew, he do the same thing if he could. Cause in the hood, true homies make you feel good. And half the time, we be acting up. Call the cops, bringing a cease to the peace that was on my block. And never stopped when my mama asked me, will it change? Tell her, yeah, but it's clear I'll always be the same. Until the end of time. My heart said, seem to scare all my sister's kids. So you know, I don't hang around the house much. This all night, money making got me out of touch. Shit, ain't blessed to smile in a long while. An unexpected birth, worse of the ghetto child. My attitude got me walking solo, right all alone in my Lolo. Watching the whole world moving slow-mo. For quiet times in the pier, listen to the ocean. Smoking poor stick, my thoughts in the sack of roasting. Who can I trust in this cold world? My phony homie had a baby by my old girl. But I ain't tripping, I'm a player, I ain't sweating him. I think the sister had a moment like a Mexican. This Mexican, no remorse, it was meant to happen. Besides rapping, the only thing I did good was rap. Until the end of time.
What's up, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. It's a real nigga celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafer. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the gray pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platforms to explain it. He frustrated so he gets faded. Like deep down inside he know you can't fail him. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
DJ Jason Nacho in the mix.
I spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a loss, shit, don't cry about it. Just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback. That's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K dot here, better grip. I said he a man first. You hear the words out his lips. Without flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 yard living, given to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga. It's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga. You're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. We met the premier politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Word up, diamonds. Diamonds are forever like friends that'll kill for you. Went up in a jewelry store, burglary, steal for you, bill with you. Split the diamond in two, ice blue. Twice you try to disrespect our kinship, I don't like you. And now you X out the fam, but I'm cashing checks with Premier on the jam. Robin Leach, interviews on the beat.
When we shake hands, nothing but ice on the region. I teach like the rap Reverend Ike without the perm. I preach. This morning you need to learn. I return for my streets, gaining my wealth, training myself for corny confrontation with haters who be playing themselves. Diamond, I like my world of rap. Your rhyming, it's like a world of crap. And a diamond is like a fly ass girl that's trapped.
And you can't beat that with a bat.
Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Word up. Diamonds. Yeah.
Many fine, yeah. So fine, that's why he's mine, yeah. Real cute, I gotta tell by. So cool, I'm like, what's my power? I don't mind, yeah. Can't be God, that's where he lies, yeah. He protects me like 2K. He's my baby, oh, he's my baby.
It's just me against the world.
Falling down on the prince of the coast where the sun shine all year round. Purple haze over landscape, still I hydrate in the lunch line. With the smog and clouds, what, star me out. This song's in the key of life, and love is in need of more. Young nigga from Inglewood, barefoot on the cedar floor. If black music is the blood, then my heart has been beating more. Rapidly, happily, I look back on a Feeney Shakur. Her son paved the way, now all eyes on me. Cause I'm young, black, and gifted, Nina, all eyes gon' see. If you swung back when faced with a challenge that's meant to break you and balance scales, you ain't average, now throw your hands on three. Gon' put them up for black magic.
Black excellence, black habits, this black melody. Everything black.
Black chucks, black chucks, everything.
Everything black.
Black hug, black love, everything.
Praise black Jesus, play like Moses. Give them flowers while they still care, black roses. Everything black.
Black tribe, black pride, everything.
Everything
black. Black pride, black lives, everything. Skin noir, friends noir, here you are, black. Everything you need, better believe you are that. Skin noir, friends noir, here you are, black. Every
time they hear this, they gon' say he made an anthem. Life ain't a pan, this shit ain't black and white, it's a canvas. Spike Lee your dreams and Bruce Lee your tantrums. That bullshit and go Michael Jordan, go Samson. Knock down the walls around me, strong and dark and so handsome. Everything around me is shining dark and the time is divine. I found a spark when the clouds leak and the rain falling. I found peace. I'm black as the concrete, black as the street that's lined with the palm trees. I'm black as the night sky when you broken your radio, bacon just don't meet. Black as the bottom of Chuck Taylor, black on some fuck haters. Black as the burnt rubber hitting donuts in front of the store. With 2 months later, they got stopped and the cops found a black burner underneath the seat on some Nat Turner. Black as the judge roll when the case closed. Now your life on the back burner.
Black magic,
black magic,
black excellence,
black excellence,
black habits,
black habits,
black melody,
yeah,
everything
black. Black chucks, black chucks, everything,
everything
black. Black hug, black love, everything.
Praise black Jesus,
yeah,
play black Moses. Give them flowers while they still care, black roses. Everything
black. Black tribe, black bride, everything.
Everything black pride, black lives, everything.
My culture, death. Not the end.
DJ Jason Notch in the mix.
Yo. This is DJ Jason Notch in the mix. And yes, that was an exclusive. The Chadwick Boseman mix. I just, you know, I ripped up for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. You just have to, like, sit back and pause and just think about it. Like, bruh. he had this at the start of like the Black Panther series on in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like as far as him showing up in Civil War, him going into like the actual Black Panther movie, and then the Avengers Infinity and Endgame. It's like, bruh, and you went through that? Like, it makes you wonder, like, bruh, who are we to just sit back and make excuses when this man did? Who are we to say, like, to make an excuse? Like, it makes you want to get up and just go for it, for real. But, yo, we're going to get into the calls. Let's start with the first caller. Yo, you
on good, yo. My name is Mira Rich. I'm 13 years old from South California. How y'all doing? Well, how you doing?
Yeah. What's good, bro? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm just heading over to this event at Sheik's in Sacramento. We giving out 200 pairs of shoes and like some school supplies, all types of stuff for you. You're right. Yeah.
I feel you, I feel you. So, bro, we talking about, you know what I'm saying, Chadwick Boseman, you know, just, you know we just recently passed away. We just wanted just to discuss, like, the impact he had and not only the roles of being James Brown, Jackie Robinson, Thurgood Marshall, but also as King T'Challa in Black Panther. Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, to be honest, I kind of feel sad. Because he was such an inspiring person. He made people that, like, are disabled and all types of stuff with, like, disabilities. He inspired them to do what they love. It doesn't matter if you're disabled. He inspired Black people or person stuff.
Exactly, exactly. Like, it's crazy because, like, when I was re-watching a story about him going to visit children with that were, of course, cancer patients, and it was just like, bro, you was like that. You have to have a special type of life to go through what you went through, but still wanted to be there for those who were experiencing the same life, but at the same time, you wanted to be there for them in the. Like, the strength this man had throughout it all is crazy, man. It's just really crazy. But, yo, so what's your favorite movie by him?
The James Brown movie.
You said what happened?
The James Brown movie.
Oh, James Brown movie? Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
What did you learn from that movie? Like, what did you receive? Like, what type of, like, gems did he drop in the movie that was just like, yo, that is, like, something I'm going to, like, take in for, like, forever?
Well, what I learned from the James Brown movie is, like, I wanted to make music, and I had asked my dad. And so, like, I learned all types of stuff about making music, about the industry, and all types of stuff, like, to keep going, never give up.
I dig it. I dig it. Well, man, I do appreciate you calling in, Mel Rich. I hope everything works out for you and in your endeavors. And, yo, shout them out one time before we let you go.
All right. My name is Mel Rich. Now go check me out on my platform. Mira Rich, MeiraRich, thank you for everything, including y'all go check out my music, all digital platforms like iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, everywhere, including Instagram, Twitter. Y'all go check me out.
All right, man, I do appreciate you calling in, man. Take it easy.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to jump to the next caller.
415-275.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo,
yo. Yo, yo, yo. This is Ahmed from San Francisco calling in, supporting your show. What's up, Jay Sinatra?
What up? What up? What's good, homie?
Yo, just chilling, just checking out your show. I want to give a shout out to Chadwick Boseman. You know what I'm saying? He's the one, yo, man, I just, rest in peace, my brother. Yo, man, he's a role model to all black men out there, all people that's out there in the struggle. Taught us the lie, taught us about how we got here when he made Black Panther. I think that's the best movie that he made
yes.
out of all of them to me. And I just recently ordered all of his movies that I haven't gotten to see. Like, I haven't seen James Brown yet. I saw 42 the other day.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I just got all his movies, so I'm gonna go check it out before I could respond to let you know about the other ones. But I really like Black Panther because that was the one that educated everybody on how we got here and the lies been told. You know what I'm saying? So I already knew that. I do all the research. Like I said, we need to get up and read. We need to, like Martin Luther King's dream. He was Martin Luther King's dream. You know what I'm saying? Everything about Martin. Everything. He was the dream. You know what I'm saying? He's the one that set the standard. So when you want to talk about a real black man and you and these women out here and they chosen these people, this was a man. You know what I'm saying? This is a real black man. This is what you want your young black man to aspire to be. You know what I'm saying? This is who you're supposed to bring your kids, your sons around when you don't have no man in your family, a man around. You have no excuse. You understand? And not to bring your men, you bring your children around men. Shout out to John Thompson too. He raised men to be boys. You listen to all the people that gave him homage and what they talked about. It wasn't the basketball. It was about him raising them from the dungeon, the ghetto of where they came from, and raised them to be men, to be responsible, to be accountable for what they do. You know what I'm saying? They mm-hmm. talk about all the stuff they did for him off the court. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. It's not about no damn. So like I said, John Lewis is another brother I want to give shout out to. He said for us to get into the fight and make some necessary noise. That's why I want to see basketball shut down, period. Black man still can't get a job in America. How did Steve Nash get a job? He never coached nobody. He never won no championship. He never won no basketball game. You got Mark Jackson. You got Nick McMillan. You got Don Chain. What's that brother that used to coach the Toronto Raptors? They won the championship off the backs of him. The Golden State Warriors won the championship, their first championship, of the backs of Mark Jackson. Black men are still not equal in America, like Martin Luther King said, 155 years later, we still not equal in America. We should not play no basketball until we get our equal rights. That's what I'm saying. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X was alive, we wouldn't be playing no basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
we wouldn't be doing that. We'd be shutting. We'd be marching right now. Nobody told us about the March on Washington. They never told us about that. You know what I'm saying? We should have a real march. That's what I'm talking about. We need to shut this thing down. We need not to do nothing until they give us our rights. That's what I'm saying. That's where I'm going with it. But I'm gonna let it go. But that's my voice on that whole thing. But we got to give our brothers and sisters our roses while we're still here. You know what I'm saying? We're not old and ancient. You know what I'm saying? We saw this coming years ago. And what Martin saw 50 years ago and what Malcolm saw 50 years ago is what's going on. We fell for the okey-doke. The reason why they back playing basketball because they went for the money. Sold out. That's what time it is. They don't want to tell you the truth. The only reason why they went back to play basketball because of the money. They didn't stand for no damn rights. Black Lives Matter. That's a bunch of bullshit. That's what I want people speaking for me. I'm out. I'm OMF. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Holler at me. My show comes on every Wednesday. Check me out on Blackout Radio. Peace, y'all. I'm out. All
right, bro. Take it easy. All right, man. We really, you know what I'm saying, really, you know, the topic. Chadwick Boseman and his his effect on the culture and cinema, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? In real life, what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Let us know, like, how you feeling, like, towards it. What's your favorite, you know, movie by him? We're going to take the next caller.
2799, you're live.
Hey, what's up? Were you in the mix with Jay?
All right, let's try another 757-236.
What's going on, everybody? This is Baltimore Melton, one half of Roll Quest Radio Show, Mr. Rentada.
What up, Brad? What's good with you?
What's up, man? I always catch your show on Saturday. What's going on? What you got going on real quick?
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling in this cold, cruel world, you know what I'm saying? All I can do is just keep my head up high, chest out, shoulders back, walk tall, take an L to the sky, you know what I'm saying? But, yo.
That's what's up.
But, yo, today's show, we're talking about Chadwick Boseman and his effect on the culture, and we just wanted to hear people's, you know, opinions about it. So, like, how do you feel, like, how do you feel about what happened as far as, like, where were you when you first found out about him passing? Like, because, I mean, for real, I thought it was just all, like, some people doing, like, dumb hoaxes and shit, but explain to me, like,
I was actually in Virginia Beach on a tour. Shout out to Rage Fest. I was on a tour. And I called my partner, and I was, like, laying down. And we had a little situation out there. Everything was cool the last 10 minutes. But after that, I went home and called my partner, letting them know I was going to stay in Virginia. Usually, I let them know. I usually leave venues and go home, right, straight back to Baltimore or straight home.
Right.
Depends on the occasion. So I called my partner. She said, Chad Boseman passed away. I said, what are you talking about? The man from Black Panther, sorry.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She told me, I was in shock. I was like, really? I said, he's supposed to live. Like, who's going to play his role? Like, that's crazy. And then
exactly.
She told me how he had it, had cancer. So it's like, a lot of people don't understand. Like, my cousin passed away from cancer, breast cancer. So she was in the same shape. She was in stage 5. So she didn't know until she got older.
Mm.
So it was too late. So in my opinion with him, he could have got the cure, or it was probably too late for him to fight. Because, like, people in the industry that he's in, they got to lose weight, gain weight, and all this other stuff. Because Jamie Foxx, the same way. He got to play a big role and get bigger for Tucci. Now he got to get bigger for Mike Tyson.
Exactly.
That's a large frame.
Exactly.
You know, Will Smith, he had to go big for Muhammad Ali. So, like, to be that big and you got to go back to your normal size, your body's going to take a lot of toll.
Mm, right.
So, we don't know what he was going
that.
Through. Yeah, you know, we don't know what he had to go through as far as getting big. And then, like, a lot of stress in this stuff. This is a very stressful industry. The entertainment world is very stressful. It's very positive, too, but it's very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of things play into effect, because sometimes I want to quit, but I don't. Well, I just make up a new thing, and then people's like, yo, this change is a man. You want to come out? Come on, perform. You know, there's a lot of expectations you got to fulfill for your family, for yourself, for your children. You know, it's hard for everybody.
Nah, man, I understand. I mean, my nana on my grandfather's side of my family, my mom's side of the family, she had breast cancer too, and she had passed away from that. And I mean, it's not a good look to see. It's really not, because at the same time, it's just like, you're right. It, the stress and everything. I mean, you're playing positive, powerful people. So the stress. But then again, he walked with so much strength. That's the crazy thing. Like he didn't even let it faze him. I mean, you watching him jump over cars and fighting like 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 dudes and at one point in Black Panther. I'm just like, bruh, like,
dang. Yeah, Jackie Robinson. Fuck, he played James Brown. He did it. I mean, sometimes you got to realize, yeah, we die at a young age, but we fulfill our life. You know, he gave us memories.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
And that's why I look for when I do my shows. I try to give y'all memories, like as an artist, a DJ, an experience that you can remember. I don't care about the money. I really don't. I say this all the time. It irritates me. It really irritates me because I had the same situation. I had a friend of mine buried my cousin a couple months ago. I'm not a money type person. I carry it, I spend it, and I make it. But it's not, it doesn't involve who I am as a person.
Right. I'm the same way, too, bro.
No, no. I mean, we've been talking off and on. I was surprised you were on the network. Congratulations.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I was like, damn, me and you met in a magazine, and then, like, I saw somebody in the magazine, like, I know him. And she's from Baltimore. She's a model. Shout out to me and Monet. She told me about you, and I was like, hey, he good people. He's been doing this for years. I'm always behind the scenes. I always support, so I don't know a lot of people from the scene anyway. I like down south stuff. So, it's like, she's like, yeah, I know him. I said, how you know him? Oh, man, he's been doing this for years. And she's inside the magazine as well, which you can see really soon.
Oh, man.
So, Bridge to Gap magazine.
Hey, get, you know what I'm saying?
I did that through COVID-19.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, I thought it was rough. Because I've been doing shows so much. Like, I did catering, and I've been in this. I did graphic design when I came out. That's how I started out. Everybody don't realize. Until I started out graphic design, I did my catering, too. But once I finally changed my name, which is Truth Equal Women Catering, it used to be called Poor City Boy. But when I came back to Baltimore, a lot of people didn't know I was doing catering. So I started out small to do showcases, and I made beats and eats, and I did graphic design work prior to coming into the music world. So I did all my artist graphic design, I did all my graphic work, and then one person invited me into Chief Pharrell and Eclipse one time at a big venue called Latin Palace in Baltimore. And ever since then, I've been doing it, but I stopped because certain things you don't have to do all the time. And nowadays, fans and everybody and their father is worried about a fucking flyer. Excuse my language. So I take the extra money I get from the artist or myself, I'll put it towards my flyers, but I get a professional person to do my flyers. He does all my magazines, but I already have the content. He makes it professional, though. I can make anything I want, but it's not professional. It doesn't give me that glossy look. It doesn't give me that oomph in it. Like, I can do it all day. He has that. That's his skill. I'll pay him for his skill all day, every day. And then I just put together the show. The magazine, COVID-19, I was bored. I sat at home. Remember my homeboy from Connecticut said, yo, you need to start bridging the gap. He's from Bridgeport. I'm from Baltimore. So you made Bridge the Gap.
I like
and
that.
That's how I got started.
I was just
bored. Like, I have so much content, but artists gave me DJ content and everybody in the entertainment world. I have a haircut. I got a bar person where they come inside the magazine. I have kids where they come in the magazine. My catering company, of course, is going to be in the magazine. Another chef is going to be inside the magazine. You're in the magazine as a DJ. My first DJ I've met before, 5 stars in the magazine. We have ads in the magazine, models in the magazine, photographers in the magazine. Like, it's a whole entity of the magazine. I got artists from the magazine. Shout out to Work. He's on the cover. Tell me who's on the cover.
The content on your magazine is like, it gives me like a fresh vibe to it, bruh. Because, you know, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, we had like, you know, Vibe, and we had Double X. You know, we got Double XL Vibe, but see, yours is like, it's for the, it's for the artists that need to, you know what I'm saying, that helps the artist, like, really come out, you know, out their shell, whatever, because, like, you know what I'm saying, I really do appreciate you featuring me in that magazine as well. Like, we, you know, I like to connect with like-minded people, you feel me? You still there, bro?
Sure, indeed. That's how it is. I like different things, and I've seen it. Cause I was in a couple magazines myself. So when I seen it, I said, shoot, I could do it myself. And then some people told me where to go at. And shout out to you on 3Dot. You see, actually, I'm one of my editors and stuff like that. So he helped me put together a magazine and my graphic designer, Laquan, on more. So a lot of different content. So like, he helps me put together, like, my graphic design artist. 3Dot is actually an artist actually from Miami, but he lives in Baltimore right now in the Columbia area. So. Yeah, so all come together, different content. He does write-ups. He does my graphic designer, all do write-ups. I do write-ups. He just got to fix them up a little bit and put them inside the magazine. I got celebrities coming out. I got Kid, got E-Ness, Regina from Connecticut. Also, I have Quantadu. He's inside the magazine. I got a couple people that's gonna be in the magazine. Jay Hood's supposed to be in the magazine pretty soon. I got a lot of different people.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, a lot of people gravitate to the magazine. They gravitate to the magazine. Once you talk to them, they know people like we are. Some of them like it, some of them don't like it. Some of them have different ideas, and some people just don't want support. You know, you gotta keep on doing what you gotta do.
Yeah, man, you gotta keep grounded out there, B. But yo, I do appreciate you calling in. You know what I'm saying? Dropping some gems, you know, letting us know about your business, bro. And, yo, we're going to get up with you next Saturday. You feel me? And I do.
No problem. I sure will. I'll call in a little earlier.
I bet, bro.
No problem. Please keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Anytime.
All right. We're going to take another two more calls. We're going to take two more calls. All right. Let's go with call number one.
318614.
Well, yo,
what's the
homie
Jay Blood? What's good, homie?
What's good with you,
homie? Man, just grinding, man.
I dig, bro. I dig. So, you know what I'm saying? We talking today right now about, you know, Mr. Chadwick Boseman, you know, and the impact he hacked on the culture when it comes to movies, real life, everything. Like, yo. Like, just tell me, like, where were you when you found out the news? Like, you know, and what inspired you about him?
Say it again, boss man.
No, I was saying, like, what Chadwick Boseman, like when you found out about his passing, like, what, like, where were you? Like, what happened?
You said Chad Boseman?
Chadwick Boseman, yeah, bro.
Oh. To be honest with you, man, I never heard of that person, man.
Oh, okay, well, bro, well, appreciate you calling in, you know what I'm saying, but yeah, he's the Black Panther, you ever seen Black Panther?
Yes, sir.
The actor who played Black Panther.
Oh, okay, oh, yeah. Man, much respect to him, man, you know. man, hey, if you really look at it, man, that movie right there, that movie is that was a spiritual movie, man. If you understand that movie, it shows you how you can get out of situation. If you having a hard time, man, you know, you gotta have faith, man, to get on out of this situation you in, you know?
Right.
You gotta understand, man, that guy, he touched into his ancestors. And that touching into your ancestors give you strength, you know, to say, man, I'ma get through this. I'ma get through it, man. I don't know how I'ma get through, but man, I'ma get through it.
I feel you, bro. I feel you. And yo, that movie, it does have once you watch it, it's just a very, very cinematic feeling to it. And, but yo, man, how about, you got anything, you know, you like to promote or shout out?
Oh, yeah, man, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Wine, what's up with it, man? It's your boy, Wildlife J Blood, Blackout Radio, OML Posse. You know what I'm saying, my dog, Eddie Powell. You already know what it is, man. We getting to the business. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Outlaws. You know what I'm saying? Machiavelli Records, Thug and Peace Pop. You heard me? You know what I'm saying? Wildlife Game Music. You know what I'm saying? It's up, man. Shout out to my CEO, Boosie. You heard me? It's up there, man. Let's get it.
All right, bro. I do appreciate you calling in, homie. Yo, hit us up anytime you want to drop a track in the mix, all right?
No doubt. Y'all got my track loaded off the Henny. Y'all got my track like it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, bro. You take it easy.
No problem, man. Appreciate y'all bringing me in, man.
No doubt. All right, we're going to take one more caller.
515-661.
Yo, you in the mix with Jay.
Yo, what's up? So this is Midwest Matthew calling from Des Moines, Iowa. How's it going?
Yo, what's good, homie? How are you?
I'm good. So I'm going to try to keep it quick. I know there's only a few minutes left. But As far as Chadwick Boseman goes, I think that he inspired the youth a lot and inspired a lot of people, just black people, you know, because he's the first real black superhero on camera besides that didn't really have like a defect,
I got
you know, like all
yeah,
the other people,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
see
what you're saying.
That was cool. He was just dope, smart. He was, just a dope person. So he also acted in so many different roles, just throughout his career that he's almost like a Denzel in a way, just because
of
the inspiration that
he
gives to the youth and the culture. Then for me, so my name, I go by Midwest Matthew. That's Midwest, and then Matthew with two T's. Look me up on Instagram. You'll find all of my music. I just released an album. It has 25 tracks on it, so 24 actual songs. One of them, then the intro, which is a lecture. So, just look me up and follow me on all social media and go get my new album or, you know, listen to it, stream it.
All right, bro. I do appreciate you calling in, bro. Look out for next my fault, bro. Look out for next week's show. And you know what I'm saying, I do appreciate you calling in. If you want to drop a track in the mix, you know, let me know and just promote you, you know, your tracks up here as well. Yo, appreciate you.
You open my door. All right, thank you. Peace.
You're welcome, bro. No, peace. All right.
Open the door.
It's that time. It's about that time. It is now about that time. But I do appreciate the callers calling in today. You know what I'm saying? Dropping they opinions, they mindset on the whole situation with Chadwick Boseman. And you know what I'm saying? I hate 2020. I'm gonna keep it 100 right now. I hate 2020. But then at the same time, I thank God for breathing breath into my body and watching out for my friends and family. But this year has just been one roller coaster after another. And I hate roller coasters. But we also just gotta learn from what that man stood for. Like, you know what I'm saying? Stood with integrity. I don't know if anybody listened to the speech he did at Howard University. But, you know, so he dropped a lot of gems for us to live by. I mean, for real, like, if you've seen Jackie Robinson, if you've seen, you know what I'm saying, 42, Message to the King, The Five Bloods, the Black Panther series within the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I mean, you can see the impact and the strength and how much he gave to each of those roles. I mean, shoot, not trying to be funny, I don't know if y'all, if you a true 90s head, he was not just also on the silver screen, but he was also on Lincoln Heights. And he did that one role in, I think, All My Children, I think that's what it was called. But yeah, I remember him talking about that story, this time where he left it, where he left that job, or when, you know, saying he just didn't agree with the stereotype that they had laid out for him in that role. But as you can see, that didn't stop, you know what I'm saying, that didn't, you know, stop him from really, really going into the roles he's in now. It made him if somebody, you gotta take this gym. Any situation, anything that's gonna just stand in your path or just try to come at you the wrong way, never let it stop. A setback should never stop. You should always keep forward, because he did. I mean, this man, like my man Mr. Rontel Dass stated, he went and literally put out so much into each of those roles that he had to play, where he had to either lose weight, drop weight, that can be a lot on the body itself. But yo, we gonna take it easy, and thank you for calling and listening to 75 Vibrant.